This week's parasha, Parashas Mishpatim. The beginning of the parasha starts off with the parasha of Eved Ivri. So it says that Eved works for 6 years, of Ashvias Yetzi L'Choshe Chinam. And the pasuk says that Imamar pasuk hey, Imamar Yamara Eved, if the Eved says, Ahavtias Adoni, I love my master, Ishti Vezbana, my wife and children, L'Yetzi L'Choshe. I don't want to go out free. So this Eved married a Shifcha Knanis. Allah has given Eved Ivri a Shifcha Knanis. So he married a Shifcha Knanis. And he had children, little Avadim, and he wants to stay. You know, because once he goes out free, he has to leave his Shifcha Knanis. He's not allowed to live with her. So he wants to stay, he loves his wife and children, he doesn't want to go out free. So it sounds like a bissel of shugina. The guy's an Eved, he's a slave for somebody. And he doesn't want to go out free. Instead of going after 6 years, he wants to stay for another who knows how many years it is till Yaival, could be another 40 years, could be another 43 years. However many years it is, he wants to stay there till Yaival. Sounds a bissel crazy. But nonetheless, we let him do it, and Pasuk says, you bring him to the Delas, all mezuzah. For Rata Adonim says, no, but Matzeyav Avadah La'ilam, and you pierce his ear. The Chazal tell us that you pierce his ear because you pierce him by the doorpost. So Rashi brings down the Gemara and Kiddushin, the Dafka by the doorpost, because the doorpost saw that Hashem took Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Kilibnei Yisrael, Hashem took out Klai Yisrael to be avadim for Hashem. Avadahim v'lo avadim la'avadim. They're supposed to be avadim for me, and not avadim for avadim. And he goes ahead and works for this master. Similarly, there's another drasha, a similar idea that the ear, that we dafka pierce him in the ear, because the ear that heard Anaychi Hashem Alkecha, the ear that heard that Hashem took us out to serve him. And he's going ahead and staying by this master. Getting back, what is the pshat in this guy? Is he crazy? So I was thinking, it hit me that all of us to a certain extent fall into this trap of Ahavtias Adoni Yasishti Vezbana. I love my master, my wife, and the children. People get involved with all types of taivas, with all types of yetzaharas, and they refuse to leave them. These taivas that a person's hung on to, as attached on to, Rachman al Tzlaniyev, Bachrim, you know, involved with girls, other zachim. You have adults involved with you know, movies and televisions, all this garbage. And does that make the person happier in reality? Is he a happier person because of these things? And if you ask him, do you think you're happier because of these things? Most of the people probably understand it doesn't make them happier. But the Vart is a person has a hard time. A person has a hard time getting out of his taiva. A person has a hard time leaving. He's attached. He becomes dependent, at least in his own mind. He becomes dependent on these taivas, he becomes dependent on these yetzaharas. He can't imagine being out of this jail. He can't imagine himself being in a different position. He's scared of the change. He can't imagine himself being in a different position. Well, yetzay chavshi, I can't go free. I'm used to my shifcha knanis. I'm used to not having the responsibilities of a regular ben chorin, of a regular person. I'm stuck here in this jail by my master. No responsibilities, I just have to serve him, nothing else. I don't want to be free. You know, people are afraid, you know, maybe Mashiach's going to come. It's very cute. I was speaking to my, you know, told my by sons, or whatever, you know, you Meretz Hashem Mashiach will come, or we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, we'll discuss Eretz Yisrael, brothers there say, Eretz Yisrael, that's where we're going to go when Mashiach comes. They say, but we like, you know, we like our house, you know, that's going to be our house. And Baruch Hashem, you know, three-year-olds, four-year-olds are honest enough to express their true feelings. But most people would have a fear, Mashiach's going to come, what's going to be? But that's because we don't understand what it means. We're living in this ahafias ishtias adonai v'esbana. We don't know what it means to be free. We're so attached to our homes. We're attached to our covet. We're attached to all these things. These things don't make a person happier. The tzitzis don't really build a person. Mashiach comes. We don't know it. So v'dam l'kavschas. We should realize Mashiach comes. We'll be free people. We'll be freer. There'll still be Yetzirah, but we'll be freer from a Yetzirah. We'll be living in a world of Kedusha, of the Shechina. We'll be living in such a higher Madrega. We'll be living such a happier life without whether our home will come with us or not, whether our job will come with us or not. We'll be happier, more elevated people. We'll be free from the attachments to the Gashmias. You know, so people have a hard time breaking out of that. So this crazy person, to a certain extent, is each and every one of us, that we attach ourselves to all these kashmias, we attach ourselves to these taivas, and we have a hard time letting go. But when we're zaycha to let go, when we are zaycha to let go, then we come to realize all those bachrim that are being dragged down by the girls. They're not happy. Just look at those dead faces. You ever see a bachur? You might as well tell which bachur are with girls. Just look at that dead, blah face that's written over there. You know, there might be some other indicators, but you just look at that dry, blah face. Chachmas adam tayar panav. The chachma person makes his face shine. When someone's absolved of kashmis, he's not happy. You see it on their faces, the dull faces. But they're not willing to let go of the taiva. The layetze chafshi, not willing to let go. Once a person lets go, you see the bacha that changes. You see in ourselves when we grow and we let go of the shtosim and the mishigasim. So we see that we become happier people. We have to be not afraid to let go, to change, to jump away from our taivas, from our yitzhara. And it could be that's a little bit deeper, that the tain on this person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael stayed in Mitzrayim. Four-fifths of Klal Yisrael didn't want to leave, and therefore they were killed at Makos Choshech. They didn't want to leave, but the Meshuggah and those people in Mitzrayim. You're slaves. Layetzei Chafshi, they probably were afraid. You know, they know once they get the Torah, who knows what type of things they're not going to be able to do. No more television, no more this, and no more that. You know, okay, working all day is hard. But I can't let go of all my taivas. I can't get low of all these things. So the Yetzei Chavshi is Meshuggah in Mitzrayim. Most of Klai are Meshuggah. That's the way it is nowadays also. Lo Yetzei Chavshi, I'm not going to leave it. So this person made it out of Mitzrayim. This person, maybe his father made it out of Mitzrayim. So this person is mamish the same midah that was a midah that would have not allowed him to be zochah to go out of Mitzrayim. He's still back in Mitzrayim. Kili b'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim to take us away, to free us from this, from our taivas, to free us from our tuma, to become happier, to become ben chayrin. Ein ben chayrin misha asuk b'tayra. Only someone who's zaycha to learn Torah and zaycha to free himself from Yitzhara, who's on the other side of the wall, understands it. People that are on the other side of the wall, people that have not yet put themselves into Torah mitzvahs, they're afraid. They don't know what future is a hold of them. They're afraid of changing. So this person who's acting like the people in Mitzrayim, who doesn't want to leave Mitzrayim, he doesn't want to leave the taiva, ahavtias ishtias adoni v'esbanai, I want to stay the way it is. I want to stay with my shifcha kananis. I don't want to leave her. I don't want to leave the taiva. I don't want to be responsible to Torah mitzvahs. So that person, it's most appropriate that person, we should pierce his ear, we should pierce him by the door, because he's the midah of someone that shouldn't be zaycha to leave Mitzrayim. We have to work on ourselves, not to be afraid to let go of those taivas. We know they're wrong. Not be afraid to let go. Try. Try for a few weeks. Try for a few weeks. See what happens. See how much you suffer. Try. And try. See how much your life is missing when you let go of that stake. When you let go of that taiva. You have later in the parasha, you have the pasuk says, just a short vart. The pasuk says that if I can find the pasuk. That's good. Anyways, I can't find the post-it now, but the pasuk says by an avela, that if a person has a trefa, so it says that he should lakelav tashlichan oisai. So he throws it to the dog. Oh, here it is. Pasuk. Parakhav Beis, the end of Parakhav Beis, Pasuk Vamet. Pasuk Vasada Trefa Losachil, Akelav Tashlichan Oisai, show it to the dog. So nice to ask Kena Balak Tosfos. I overheard someone telling to his friend in Lakewood many years ago that Lakelav Tashlichan Oisai, Kena Balak Tosfos says that it's a midah of a karsa type. The dogs generally were used to protect the sheep. So this time, apparently, some wolf got in and the dog wasn't successful and killed the sheep. So Pasuk says a karsa type. The dog tried. Perhaps even if the dog messed up this time, but the dog other times, you know, did its job. A karsa type to the dog. Throw him. Let him eat the meat of the sheep. Let him eat the meat of the animal of the trefa. Stam. It's famous. You cite. What's up, pshat? You should feed it to the dog. I mean, a karsa type to the dog. The dog knows. You give the dog a thank you card also. The dog knows that this is. The dog knows you have a karsa type to him. So the teretz is, it's obvious. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, when it discusses the inyan of not being mevaza mitzvah, it says, I think, when you put the dirt, kisei adam, when you put the dirt on the blood, it says you don't do it with your. Remember Mars?
No.
A pen? The Gemara in Shabbos. That it says you shouldn't kick. Yeah, shouldn't kick the. Shouldn't, I think it says you shouldn't kick the dirt onto the blood. Dalad? Earlier. Yeah, from base of Gimel, somewhere in there. So check it out. So it says. It says shalayu mitzvahs bezuyas alav. It says that mitzvah should not be bezuya to you. Funny lashon. Shalayim mitzvahs bezuyas alav. The mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyah to you. It should say shalayim mevazas hamitzvahs. It should say you shouldn't be mevazas the mitzvah. Why does it say shalayim mitzvahs bezuyas alav? Mitzvah should not bezuyah to you. It's masha from the Gemara. The dam doesn't know the difference. The dam doesn't know. It's for yourself. It's for yourself. You shouldn't kick the dirt on the blood. The mitzvah shouldn't be bezuyah to you. Person has to have that sensitivity. It's unbelievable sensitivity that the Torah demands. That give it to the dog. You find this many times. Moshe Rabbeinu, so there'll be shmus from Chaim Shalevitz, I believe, by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he wasn't allowed to hit the dirt because the dirt saved him. It covered the mitzri. It's not for the dirt. It's for yourself. A person has that unbelievable sensitivity, that not to do something that desensitizes himself to the midah of Avkar Sataiv or to any midah. I just heard last week from a Brahman Shlita. He said the end of the parasha, Parashas Yisrael. It says, in Mizbach, the two last psukim, he said, teach us the requirements of the Ben Torah. You're not supposed to make a mizbeach from stones using that which a sword, you know, went over these stones. The sword was used, the metal was used to cut the stones. You're not supposed to use these stones. Why? Because metal is used for mochama. Metal is used for war. So you shouldn't use these stones that were used with metal that was used for war. He says, wow. And Rashi says, it's a kal v'chaymer. Madach, the stones that don't see, don't hear, don't talk, but because they make shalom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should not put metal there. So he says, someone who's matach shalom b'nin l'ishta, he's someone who makes shalom bias between families, so he's zocha that he will not be punished, will not be any piranis. And the next pasuk says, that a person is not supposed to make, you're not supposed to have steps going up to the mizbeach, it's supposed to be a ramp. Asher lo sigala avasacha alav. Asher lo sigala avasacha alav, that you shouldn't be megala your erva by spreading your feet, walking up the steps. There's even though they're wearing pants, Rashi brings, but still it's not appropriate. Rashi says a kal v'chomer. Madach, the stones that don't have das, we makra on their bezayin. The Torah says how careful you have to be. Your friend, who's in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Allah has kama v'kama. So we see this unbelievable sensitivity to the stone, not to the stones to show that a person's erva should be seen by the stones. A person has to be as sensitive as possible to these type of things, even things that other people don't necessarily, the average person doesn't understand. Going back, the pasuk says, it says, if you imkesef talves ami, says if you lend someone money, which is a chiyuv to lend someone money, lo silo kenaisha, you shouldn't be an oppressor to him, you shouldn't charge him interest, neshach. Then it says, if you take a mashkin, you take a mashkin, you give it to my nighttime. Because we're talking about, Gemara says, if it's something he needs for the nighttime, you give it back to him at night. Something he needs for the daytime, you give it back to him in the day. It's his only clothing. It's a covering for his skin. What's he going to sleep with? And it will be when he calls out to me, v'shamati gichanan ani. And the Arachayim, I think it is, or maybe it's a Kliyakar, I forgot which one, says, v'shamati gichanan ani. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chanan means, is represents a mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he listens regardless of the person's schuyais. When a person calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in pain, when a person calls out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tsar, so as a special kayach of tefillah that Hashem listens, even if the person's not worthy. If I care, if this person's calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu bad things, the person might be calling out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, punish this person. Nonetheless, when a person cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it has a special kayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. The person has to be very careful on the side. That's why a person is very careful when he's angry. A lot of times people hurl curses and different things against people. They don't realize that Chas Hashem, it shouldn't be begathered. Yes, 3 seconds later you calmed down, and 3 seconds later you don't mean anything you just said. But those 3 seconds, you meant it. And there's a kayach when a person gives a klal, when a person's a bitzar. Someone gave him pain, and because of the person's pain, he's complaining to HaKadosh Baruch, and he's wishing a curse upon the other person. It's a very, very scary thing that a person should be very careful not to utter any words of curses against somebody else. We said recently that the same thing goes mida taivas gadol meridim puranias, that the same thing goes the opposite way. If a person needs a Yeshua, I have a special secret. If a person needs a Yeshua, if a person needs a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a tremendous eitzah in these psukim. Find someone that really needs help. Find someone that really needs tzedakah. Tell the person you give him the tzedakah. You should just want a bracha from him. just want a bracha, should daven for you that Hashem should take care of a certain thing, and the kayak of that tefillah is probably beyond, you know, beyond any, might even be beyond any bracha we can get from a gadol. The kayak of the bracha of the tefillah of someone who's in pain has a and Tash Kadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous power. Rav Kalish said a beautiful word. Said the pasuk is very extra. It says kihi kisusa, very extra. Yeah. I'm doing that also. Kihi kisusa levada. It's his only clothing. He's some lasli la'ira. It's the covering for his skin. But me yishev, what's he gonna sleep with? Three expressions here. It's his only clothing. It's the covering for his skin. What's he gonna sleep with? And what's he gonna sleep with? So the truth is Chazal Darshan the pasuk. And say that's going to teach us different halachas, different types of clothing. That different types of clothing you have to give back. But Lamaisa, there's a pshuta shel mikra here. The Torah is written on a simple understanding of the pasuk before the drasha. The Torah writes in this very interesting way. The Torah could have written out the clothing better yet. It would have been faster. But said a beautiful pshat. Emes Pshat. The Torah is teaching us that how we're supposed to think about somebody else. It's not enough that you took the guy's mashkin. Oh, the Torah says, give it back to him. He needs his cover to go to sleep. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us is to think about somebody else. Is to be worried about somebody else. To think about the fact, he's some lasli la'irai. But may yishkev, what's he going to sleep with? To think into the other person's life. It's something that this is the midah of chesed. A person wants to know what is a Baal Chesed. This is what I would define as a Baal Chesed. How much Chesed he does, that might be, that's one thing. You wonder whether someone's a Baal Chesed is whether how much a person thinks and cares about somebody else. It's not just, you know, person thinks, that will turn you into Baal Chesed. They'll turn you into someone who does Chesed also. Think about somebody else. People tell you these things. You don't think about it. Someone tells you, you know, I don't have money or whatever it is. If you just say, okay, he doesn't have money. Oh, I don't have any money to give you. I'm sorry. You know, or I have some money. Let me give it to you. Do you ever bother thinking what it means for that person not to have money? What it means when a bacher tells you, I don't have money to go to the deli. It's okay. All right, you don't have money. You think about the bacher, what you would feel like when you don't have money. So we really think about other people. A lot of times we hear things. People tell us, oh, this person died. This thing happened. Oh, it's so bad. How about let's do a little better than that? Think about what's going on in the person's life. What would it be to put ourselves in someone else's shoes? What would it be like, chas v'sham, if such a thing happened to me? And all the things that are attached to it, we only look at the superficial problem. What about all the things and all the problems that are attached and all the emotional feelings of this person that he's under? The person doesn't have a clothing. All right, he doesn't have a cover to go to sleep. It's not comfortable. Perhaps we could say deeper. Okay, but it's not comfortable for the person to go to sleep without a cover. Yes, but it's more than that. Person goes to sleep without a cover, he feels a certain emotional tsar. Bamei yishkav, perhaps that's bamei yishkav. What am I going to sleep with? The emotional pain that the person doesn't have something to cover himself with, that he's so poor. Beyond the physical pain. Person has to think about what's going on in somebody else's life and the emotional pain and everything that's going on behind it. And if a person really thinks about what's going on, then automatically it's going to cause him to do something. It'll make him into a true Baal Chesed. He'll do something. When we think about other people, it makes us do something. The pasuk says, "V'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha ani Hashem." I might have spoken this out before. That a person should love his friend like himself. How could a person? I find it difficult. I'm a very mean person. How does a person come to this madrega? V'ahavta l'reicha kamaicha. You could tell a person shmuzah from day to tomorrow. Tell the person. Okay, think about it. So love the other person. He's our brother. Achino bnei Yisrael. We're all connected. Achino bnei Yisrael. First, get all these shmuzim. I don't know. It doesn't necessarily get me going. How does a person come to avas b'riyas? How does a person come to loving somebody else? The Targum Unkelus says, what is the Targum of a hafta? The Targum of a hafta is a peldiga thing. Is a rachim. The Targum of a hafta is a lashon of rachim, of mercy. Love is defined by mercy, by compassion. One time, it's happened before, this is when I realized this yisite. I went to Menachem Avil to somebody, and I was talking to the person, and I was connected to the person, and I felt bad for the person, felt for the person, and I mamish felt like saying, I don't know if I did say it, or maybe it was too corny, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, maybe I didn't have enough guts to say it, but I mamish felt like I love the guy. I didn't love the guy before I came to Menachem Aval. I don't know if you've ever experienced it. I'm sure you have. You're dealing with somebody's pain, and you mamash feel like you love the person. You mamash feel a love for the person. Because love is defined by compassion. What does it mean you love somebody? As the Katzke said, you love fish? You eat fish. How would I define love? It's clear that love is defined by how much you care about the person. The more a person means to you, the more you care about him, the more you're concerned about the person, that's how much you love them. Parents love their children, really do love their children, because they're really concerned about the child's well-being. When the child comes home late, they're nervous, they're scared, they're worried. Children don't really have that love for their parents. They don't have that concern, that care. Yeah, okay, if the father, chas v'shalom, something happened to them, the father got sick, they would run. So there is that level of care. But the level of care for a parent to a child is ain't a daima, the care of the child to the parent. And the love is, that's because the love is ain't a daima. The morale says that ava, the root is hav. So I've heard of pshat, Kuvin Morale says it, but I like to say a different var, that ava is a lashon of hav, because when a person gives to something, he loves it. So I heard the explanation, Kuvin Morale says it, is because the person feels connected. When I give someone something, it becomes part of me. When I give someone something, it becomes an extension of myself. It could be. I mean, I'm not even arguing, but it could be it's deeper than that. The reason is because when you give to somebody else, it's an expression of care. By giving to somebody else, you're caring about the person. You're concerned about the other person. The more you give to somebody else, the more you're responsible to give to somebody else, the more concern you have for that person, and maybe that's more love you have for that person. So, if we want to come after Reich HaKamoch Ani Hashem, it's so simple. We can hate everybody. We really can hate people. But let us think to ourselves. It's a person could think every day. Person could once in a while look at somebody in the Beis Medrash, look at other people around them, and say, what's going on in this person's life? What struggles? We look at a bacha that doesn't come to yeshiva, doesn't learn. We just say, as a bum, he doesn't learn. Do you ever think about the tsar, the pain the person must have? We know a bacha in yeshiva's father is sick. We ever think, how much tsar? Do we ever think about it? Let me think for a few minutes. What this person's going through, that will cause you to love that person. And the more we build, we can't do it to everybody at once necessarily. But individual by individual, the more we train ourselves to think about somebody else and to care about somebody else, that will cause us to love them. That will cause us to have Ava for them. It's probably the only way to do it. You can't just build Ava from nothing. By caring about the other person, that will build you to Ava. By doing things for the other person, that will bring you to Ava. And that's the side of the process. That it's not enough that a person just, the person needs a garment. The meat of the Torah is to think about what suffering this person's going through when he doesn't have that garment. And then you don't think twice before you give him the garment. Not only that, you don't do it in a stingy way. People give tzedakah. A guy comes to you for money. He's bothering me for $100. I just overheard Rabbi Kar teaching the guys halacha that, I don't know if he was reading the shach, that a person who gives tzedakah with a bad face, with an angry face, he loses his chas. He loses his schar. If a person comes to you for money, I'm giving him money. Because you just look at it, alright, the Torah says you have to give money. Alright, I have to give him money, I feel bad for him. You don't really feel bad for him, baloney. If you would sit down for 2 minutes and think to yourself, what this guy must be going through. He's poor, his family, what is he going through that he doesn't have money? Then you're not going to give him money with anger, you're not giving him money with anger. Fakarat, you have the compassion. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants from us. The mitzvahs are meant to be done with the full heart. Mitzvahs done without full heart is not the tafka of the Torah. It's to build the inner midos of the person. The person should think about the ani that's in front of him, to think about the tzar of the other person, to really think about the tzar of the other person. Then he could come to v'ahavta reicha kameicha ani Hashem. Somewhat connected. We'll end with the pasuk, with the Gemara Bar Metzia. Kisira chamor seinacha. Actually, the two pesukim. I don't know. I'll leave you with a question on the two pesukim. It says kisivka shor ayivcha. When you meet the shor of your enemy, ayicha mayra, or his donkey taya wandering, it's a lost object. Hashiv Tishivan will return it to him. It says Kisifka Shar Ayivcha. You meet the Shar of your enemy. Saying, it's interesting why over here, many mitzvahs in the Torah could point out, you know, even if it's your enemy, I mean, Torah says even if it's your enemy, I'm not sure what the chiddush is. Well, you have a hava meaning you don't have to do the mitzvah if it's your enemy. But even if it's your enemy, return it to him. The next pasuk says Kisira Chamar Sanacha, more famous pasuk because of the Gemara, that when you see the donkey of your the one you hate, that changes l'shainis over here. First pasuk said Ayivcha, your enemy. Second pasuk says Sainacha. So I'll leave you with the question as to why the Torah changes the lashon. Ravitz Tachas Masai, crouching under his package, V'chadalta mi'azayv la'ay, and you should hold out from helping him. Azayv ta'azayv yimay. No, no. Don't even think about holding out from helping him. Go help him. This is a mitzvah of prika, unloading the package. Well, two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah of tina. So this pasuk is a mitzvah of... This is a mitzvah of prika, of taking off the packages. So Gemara says about Metzia the following thing. There's a brisa. The brisa says that if the person you love needs a donkey animal to be unloaded, and the person that you hate needs the donkey to be loaded, it's a mitzvah b'sayine. It's a mitzvah to do it to the guy that you hate. Kidei lakavis yitzray, in order to overcome your yetzahara. Zok the Gemara wants to bring a raya from here that Tzar Baal HaChaim is not daraisa. Because if Tzar Baal HaChaim is daraisa, good, it's a mitzvah to overcome your yetzahara, so the enemy, the one you hate comes first. But lamaisa, there's another reason why you should do the prika first. Because the prika first, because it's din of Tzar Baal HaChaim, which is daraisa. Gemara says, isag that Tzar Baal HaChaim daraisa, if you think Baal HaChaim is daraisa, adiflay, it should be more important to unload the donkey of the person you love. The Gemara answers, afil ha'achi kidei luck of his yitzar adif. Nonetheless, it's better to beat. It's better to go against your yitzar. So the person, the half the rech kamocha, the person that we have to work on, is the person that you don't like, the person that you find that's annoying, the person that bothers you. One way to overcome, and it's our obligation to overcome those sinas chinams. One way to overcome it is to do something for the other person. Rabbi Saul said, if you have a tain against someone, do him a chesed. That actually the chitzonis mareres the pnimius, that changes it. Think about this person, the person that really annoys you. Think about his difficulties in life. Usually those people that are annoying usually have difficulties. And usually that's the reason why they're so annoying, because they have problems that they're expressing in different ways. Think about what the type of tzaras a person has, how other people don't like him, people not as hot, as elevated as yourself who can overlook these chisronos. Think about Nebuch, the fact that he's not as not where he should be, he has problems. Think about the difficulties of the person. Like Avidanas Kol Adam L'Kav Schos, think about the person's difficulties, and that will build Ava for the person. When you love somebody, you can't hate the same person at the same time. When a person has care for someone else, a person can overcome his hatred for other people. Alright. Meretz Hashem, we should be zaycha to Misak and Amidos, free ourselves from our taivas, and zaycha to Mashiach, and Herbimina. Amen.